This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You are on Saturday Magazine with Nevena and Macca.
We've allowed our new CEO to be absolutely quiet and not say anything for the last hour and 40 minutes. But I'm going to ask Isabel to say good morning to the Joy listeners. Then I have a Taylor Swift question for you, Isabel. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And this is Isabel's first week being the sole occupant of the CEO's chair. She shared the office with Ange Barry for about 5 or 6 weeks, because Isabel had a previous engagement she had to go to in the States. Mm-hmm. So welcome, Isabel.
Thank you.
Taylor Swift, fan?
Yes. I am a fan.
Yes. This is a safe space, Isabel.
I do like Taylor Swift's music, but I would like her to have more of a presence in her political views.
Okay, so do you think Taylor Swift is going to give a political endorsement for the US presidential election in some way? What do you reckon?
No.
No?
No, she's too careful for that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But then again, she is a person of strongly held views. She might signal it in some way.
Potentially, and that's why we've got our next guest on the line to talk all about the signals that have been sent. Julie Rinsky from NAB, thanks you for joining on Saturday Magazine.
Thank you so much, guys. This is a bit of fun, isn't it?
It is. Our city has gone Swift manic. Can you tell us what that has meant in spending?
Oh, it's been a boom. She's shaking it up across the country. It's amazing. The businesses are going nuts. Well, in Melbourne last week, because we've seen the numbers, Sydney's only had one concert so far, but with the three we had in Melbourne, around the MCG, you couldn't get any accommodation in Melbourne, for just teaming. Accommodation's up about 240%. Bars and pubs were on fire, 150%. Restaurants up 100%. Clothing stores, because you've got to look the part, 70% up. It's just fantastic. So Taylor's been, great for Aussies, but also great for business. So I look forward to seeing this same numbers in Sydney.
Can you give us, Julie, some sort of an indication of the dollars that have been spent? You talked about, accommodation bookings and restaurants and clothing and stuff, but do you have a handle on the dollars that,
Are you ready for this?
I am.
We're sitting down, We're sitting down.
Spend in Metro Melbourne over those few days was up $174 million. That's an M, guys, an M.
Mammillion.
Wow. Mammillion, yeah.
And the categories it was spent in, Julie, I don't know how much the merchandise is, but I'm sure it's not, at a second store. Yeah.
The estimated $86 million was poured into cities' accommodation, hospitality, and tourism. $86 million.
Wow.
And like you said, that doesn't even include the merch, does it?
Yeah, and I think it's $44 million bucks a day, or about $2 million an hour if you're a stats nerd like me, because I do assume that these the Swifties actually do sleep, although probably while she was here they didn't.
In a garbage can. Yeah.
So
they're too busy shaking it up.
Yeah. And this is, so let's assume we have a similar result in Sydney. As an example, Julie, I travel to Sydney every month and I book my hotels a long time in advance. And I was looking, which I often do, so I looked at the hotel I'm staying at, I'm not going to name it, that I paid quite a few months ago, I think $220 a night. If I wanted an earlier this week, if I wanted a room in that same hotel, it was $1,100.
What?
And that is not quite.
Yeah, and last week, I completely agree.
It's like, okay, the hotel owner's absolutely ecstatic because, you know, it's only things like this or Mardi Gras, you know, and some other stuff. If the same result is delivered in Sydney, you know, we're probably gonna close in on $400 million. I mean, that's a sizable injection to the economy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great kicker. It's a great kicker for business as well. And you know, the nice thing about it is that, as you say, you know, it's hard for those that are trying to get accommodation and do all those sorts of things because the prices are through the roof. But, you know, as you rightfully point out, across it, you just see, you know, bars and restaurants and even coffee shops. You know, if you're taking, you know, if you're taking your 12-year-old girls or something, you know, the bars are not going to do so well. But the coffee shops and the ice cream shops and all of those are just teeming at the moment. And, you know, certainly I think it's fabulous from that perspective because people are doing it pretty tough right now. Yeah. And it's obvious that they've, you know, prioritised this. They've said, you know what, this is a thing that we're going to do as a family or it's a treat or it's something like that. So they've obviously pulled back on things. You know, it might be like, hey, we're not going to buy our morning coffee for the next couple of months and going to do that because not only, you know, they've come from around the world and from other states as well. And, you know, those sorts of things, as you know, as Macca just pointed out about the accommodation, it's not cheap. So I think it's just, you know, it's just something that people just wanted to do for their family, for themselves, and off they've gone. And I think Sydney will be even bigger and better because there's extra nights.
Yes.
Julie.
And she's got the boyfriend.
She does have the boyfriend. Oh. Is he a bit of a money pull as well?
Well, it appears so. I heard last night in Sydney he got a bigger cheer than she did.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, yeah. We were just wondering as well, Julie, in the scale of things, do we have a comparison about how this compares to other major events, say your Ed Sheeran's or something on that scale? Is this does this just blow it out of the water?
Yeah, it sure does. Yeah. So, you know, everyone's looking back. They're looking back to see, you know, which artist has even had the of a Taylor, and the things that I was reading recently, you go back to sort of Michael Jackson era, because whilst Ed and, you know, Pink's in Town and all of those, you know, they're fabulous as well, but they just don't have the pull power of the Swifty or the Taylor.
And I think, you know, I think that, you know, how this has played out, it's not rare, but it's a really nice story of good news and, you know, the involvement across generations that has really, well, it's surprised me, but it's impressed me that the content of her music actually means something.
I agree.
You know, it's not just, you know, inane nonsense.
Well, I'd like to get somebody to try and sort of educate me on, you know, why do so many people cry? You know, because, you know, you say, oh, well, what? And to your absolute valid point, it's because of the music. She writes it. She writes the lyrics. And, you know, they're meaningful, et cetera. So, yeah, I agree. I'm in awe of what this young woman has achieved.
We had a listener that, you know, says here, how much does Taylor make per concert? Well, you know, she don't sing for free. And it takes money to get here. And at the end of the day, I think the economic contribution this has made to Australia and Melbourne and Sydney is a little bit more important than how much Taylor makes. And I think about the incredible entourage she would have with her that would cost a fortune.
And it's better.
You know, it's an interesting question. Can I just ask, Julie, NAB people, you seem to specialise, you're all stats nerds a bit, aren't you? Which I like.
Is that a compliment?
It's a compliment. It's a compliment. You know, what is it? Because the stats tell the story, don't they?
Well, I think, one, NAB is, you know, very pro-business as well. And, you know, we watched to see when businesses are doing really, really well. We want to understand how, why, and then equally when things are a bit tougher as they are now with the cost of living, what are some of the sort of triggers or what are some of the things we can talk to our customers about and help them with and even from our perspective, understand better. I'm a bit... I love the stat upon stat upon stat as well, because I think trends do give us indications of what's happening. You know, Australia's doing very well compared to other countries at the moment, but, things like the Taylor Swift certainly kicks it along nicely. The geopolitical stuff we're all watching, et cetera. So, yeah, we love to look at numbers for sure.
Well, there's some numbers one of our listeners is interested in, and he says, ask Julie, can she help me reduce my interest rate?
Only if I can reduce mine as well. And could you reduce my electricity bill, and could you reduce, my shopping bill and everything? Yeah. But look, absolutely, that is a good question. But it's a combination of all sorts of things. You know, everything's gone up, and I think everyone's being a little careful. But come hell or high water, I'm glad I'm living in Australia.
I just hope all those people that have spent all that money on the merchandise actually, in years to come, that they'll look back at that. I don't know. What sort of stuff do they buy, Nevena?
T-shirts.
Hats. Hoodies.
Friendship bracelets.
When they look back in years to come and realise they paid, $186 for a T-shirt or something.
Well, everyone's winning because I saw, and I won't name the store, but there's a store that has gone nuts because they've got this big sort of glass frame box thing where you can put all your merch in it. And therefore you could hang it on the wall instead of being, on the floor in the corner getting dusty.
Yeah. And I look at how the reputation of an artist and, not for comment, Julie, I sometimes wonder there's been a lot of comment this week about CEO behaviour and how people comment on that. I often wonder, it's a different universe that entertainers seem to live in a different universe, to a lot of us, don't they?
Well, they do, but, I think Taylor's probably standing the test a bit longer than some others, because if you look at, comparisons like a Britney, why didn't a Britney do as well? And those sorts of ones is because sadly, the whole public, sort of spotlight just sort of wore the poor love down.
Yeah. Well, we also heard from a listener that some people are selling confetti from the concert for diehard fans.
Can't put a dollar on anything.
I do.
I was just about to say the same. There's entrepreneurs everywhere.
I struggle with secondhand confetti, but anyway. Look, thanks so much.
Well, the other thing is, you get value for money. She did 40 songs in Melbourne.
Yeah.
For goodness sake, you're going to need a lot of confetti after 3.5 hours.
I know. And just imagine, one piece of that confetti might have touched her.
Oh.
Exactly right. Exactly. Have fun, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us, Julie. And keep up the Swiftmania.
Yeah, for sure. You too. Bye.
Cheers. Bye. You are on Saturday Magazine Joy 94.9. We're going to finish up. We don't actually have news today, so thank you.
Quick break,
we'll be back.
You are on Saturday Magazine with Nevena, Macca, Isabel and Paul. We're winding up a great show. We had some great guests on today, Macca.
We did, and that $174 million was spent in the Melbourne metro area.
Now you understand why the free tram ride was extended, Macca.
Well, exactly. So we had an extended chat in the first hour with Harriet Shing, the Minister for Equality and Housing, and shot the breeze a bit. That was quite interesting. Julianne Schultz has written a piece about politics as personal and why are women becoming more progressive. Jordan Vandenberg, who spoke to us about shit rentals, which I'll speak down a little bit. Yes, and that was pretty good. And then the Wire CEO, Jade Blakely, and Nelly, who was, and it's about 40 years of an organisation that's been a really important place for women early in the piece, but also gender diverse and a whole range of other folk, and it celebrates 40 years. Then, Macedonian filmmaker.
Might have heard of him, Goran Stolevski. We had a great chat.
Yes. He
said he'd be back on the show.
I know. I know. Nice beard he's got. And Julie Rinsky from NAB telling us about the $174 million that they could, you know, that the banking industry can identify as being spent on Taylor Swift. $86 million of that was on accommodation.
That is phenomenal. But also a big thank you to everyone who's tuned in, all of those many texts that we get. Apologies if we aren't able to read out yours on air. We do read each and every one of them, good or bad, or otherwise. So we really appreciate it. You're the reason why we're here.
Yes.
You're the reason why we get up on Saturday, sometimes missing our beauty sleep, Matt.
I know. And if you're not a Joy member, you know you bloody well should be, because individual... $84, concession $42, under 18, $22, family including pets, and Minister Shing has a family membership, which includes her pets. Thank you, Harriet. Passionate membership, $250. Organisational, a not-for-profit is $300. A business is $700. And you get multiple value for that. Final word for the day is from Isabel James, our new Joy CEO. You sat in the studio for 2 hours. Are you horrified now?
I'm impressed with how well Nevena and Paul wrangle you, Macca. You do a really
Take
good
note.
Job. Yeah, absolutely. No, it's been great. I've loved holding the little Sailor. Baby too. Oh,
yes, Sailor. Yes. We'll post a picture of that. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and I'll be here next week. And
word for word, Macca, just so everyone knows, stay tuned for that. It's going to be Sean Sepps, so Lisa interviews Sean.
Cool. So stay well. If you're not a Joy member, please join up. Thank you, Nevena. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Isabel. Thank you, all our guests.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.